Chapter 3. Airy Glyphs. Throughout the three cities of Barsk's archipelagos, Font went about their daily affairs. Occasional travelers worked their way through the maze of massive roots and boles, mud and gloom, and deceptively deep pools that defined the Shadow Dwell, before stumbling without warning onto open beach and welcome rain. Families of mothers and aunts, sisters and girl cousins, and children of both sexes worked and studied, laughed and dreamed in homes, offices, and workshops, carved and grown from the trees that defined the civilized wood. Adult males established smaller bachelor homes or circulated among the assortment of lodges and fraternal apartments that changed residents almost as frequently as their occupants changed clothes. Font lounged and strolled along platforms and balconies, cooked meals, made music, enjoyed their lives. Children played on public balconies, studied in gymnasiums, slept in warm beds in homes populated with adults who loved them as the promise of their own posterity. None of that applied to Pislo's life. He hung in open air, ruminating, suspended upside down in a well-tended shaft walled on all sides with living green. Seven such chimneys existed on the island of Keslo. Every island on Barsk boasted at least one. Font Society created the insubstantial monuments as part memorial and part warning. Few reached all the way to the uppermost limits of the forest or ran all the way down to its roots. This one, Sooth's Shaft, was one of only three that Pislo knew did both. It curved and meandered, bulged and narrowed, a metaphor for the twists and turns of Sooth's life some 250 years in the past. Maintaining the memorials required countless hours of effort. The shafts provided conduits for seedlings, pollens, and molds to float from one height to another, eager to root and grow. Everyone took turns to keep them clear, from roving teams of elderly bachelors to field trips of schoolchildren. They'd snip and clip, groom and sculpt, preserving the negative space until lunchtime bade them pack their tools and leave the living town.